Time for our NHL Insider. He's Eric DeHatchick, brought to you by the Prostate Cancer Center. Man, if you're over the age of 40, it's time you got your baseline PSA blood test. The Manvan Mobile Clinic could save your life by early detection of prostate cancer. Visit getchecked.ca and visit the Manvan today. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
What can you tell us? what has happened since we last spoke? Well, gee, there's been that Brian Burke thing and the Jay Feaster thing and the GM search thing. I'm curious to get your perspective on all of them now, as we know the trade freeze is on for the Calgary Flames, and Burke is not going to be trading anybody. But as we sit here entering 2014, another huge shift in the landscape.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, I think a lot of people have said it, there was a part of me that when Brian Burke took the job thought, I wonder. And I actually thought, I wonder if he's going to be general manager again, because I've known him for a long time, and I thought, this is a guy who's been defined by being an NHL general manager for a long time, worked a lot of different jobs, always wanted to be an NHL general manager. So, when the announcement came that they were going to make a switch, my first thought was, I wonder if he's going to take it full time or not. The more I thought about it, the more I thought that that I liked the direction that they're going, because the one thing that the Flames did in calendar 2013 is there were hits and there were misses, and a couple of the misses. I remember I wrote this at the time that the Ryan O'Reilly thing, that's a firing offense. That like Jay Feaster. But that is a colossal gaffe, and you lose your general managers lose their jobs over mistakes like that. And I don't care who makes it. You're the president of the country, or you're the general manager of the team. The buck stops there. And so I was surprised that they showed patience there, and they toughed it out. And there was the trade deadline. Didn't like the way the Iginla thing went. Liked the St. Louis thing a little bit better. So all in all, I was kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, I suppose, a long way around it. And now I'm very interested to see, who comes next. I mean, I'm a guy that, I think I tweeted it out 5 seconds after the announcement that it should be Joe Nieuwendyk. Lots of people don't think so because they don't like the James Neal for Goligoski trade. But I hope it is, and I think that he would do a real good job if he was the guy that they hired.
Are you surprised, then, about his apparent lack of desire or interest in the job?
Well, yes, and I think that possibly it has to do with the same reason that Brendan Shanahan, didn't want to move to Calgary. He's probably at a point in his life where he's kind of dug in where he is, just simply not ready to make the move at this stage. I talked to him a bunch of times, when he was the GM in Dallas, and after the fact, I think, he thought that it might have been, too much too soon. I do think, though, this is a better situation just because Burke has experience there and can mentor him and help him, grow into that that kind of a position. So,
yeah.
But I don't know Dave Poulin real well. I have known Claude Loisel for a long period of time. I think he'd be really good. Paul Fenton lost touch with him after he left Calgary, but just about everybody that comes through the Nashville organization seems really ready to take on a full-time job. I think there's lots of good candidates out there. It'd be very interesting to see who they get.
And whether it's sooner or later, I think we all kind of sit and wait and are very curious. I wanted to ask you something about, I preface this by saying it feels like it's maybe cherry-picking a little bit for a radio station in Calgary to start picking on the Oilers. And I'm not so much picking on the Oilers, Eric, but, I sit here this morning, they're 6 points back. They're six back of the Flames. They've played two more games.
Right.
What is going on?
Well, what is going on? Yeah. I think expectations are it's all about that, right? I mean, at the start of the year, I think the fatal mistake that they made in that organization was raising the bar too high. I mean, Edmonton was a team that, like Colorado, they had some pieces. They certainly hadn't got it together. They were hoping that they would get it together. And rather than say, we're on our way, we don't know when we're going to arrive, but we like the direction we're heading. Nope, this is the year. This is the year we're going to get it done. This is the absolutely, we're tired of defining ourselves as a rebuilding team. We are there. So then you lose you know, Sam Gagner, who's projected as the top six forward with that injury in training camp, and it just doesn't work. The defense isn't as strong as they thought that it was. The goaltending is iffy, and those young kids are great at times, and at other times they're not. You know, when I watch Edmonton and I compare it to Calgary, the one thing that seems to be missing is the work ethic. Now, everybody in the National Hockey League hates it when you say they don't work hard. And you know, I agree that at a certain point, I mean, these are professional players, and, you know, they're fit and they're trim and all those other things. But, you know, Calgary just, you know, leaves it all on the ice every game. And Edmonton leaves it all on the ice about 50% of the time. And on the nights when they are leaving it all on the ice, they're pretty good. I mean, there have been times this year when I've watched Edmonton and I think, see, that's what they were talking about in the preseason. You know, they look like they're putting it together. But then there are other nights when it's not there at all. And I don't know whether it's a confidence thing or, you know, or if it's just, you know, the fact that there's five different coaches in five different years and the messages have been all over the map and you know, that they're still trying to figure out what that Dallas Eakins message is. I don't know. But you're right. I mean, you know, they have, you know, on paper, a far better team, and they are far worse in terms of the product that they put on the ice. So I don't know if that reflects badly on them or well on the Flames.
Well, and it was kind of, again, to your point about their analysis of their goaltending, their defense, their overall team play. I mean, it's bad when you're wrong in one facet. Did they miss the boat on every single aspect of their team game?
Well, yeah, but I think partly it has to do with the inexperience of their management and their front office. I mean, you know, Craig McTavish took over as the general manager and immediately promised bold moves, right? I don't think you ever promise anything other than to do your best, and, you know, we'll see what's happening. So wasn't able to make any bold moves, and you know, he's been forced to admit that it's harder to do a deal than it looks in the National Hockey, and it's not like you and I making a deal in our fantasy pool. And then, you know, same thing with Dallas Eakins. I mean, you know, he that kind of pressure was put on the team, like, within weeks of him, like, physically being on the ice with the team. Like, you can't know what you have until a lot more time has passed. And possibly, you know, if he had had an opportunity to take those things back and you know, to be asked that question a month after not just taking the job, but a month after being on the ice with the team, the answer might have been differently. And I don't think it's strictly that. I mean, expectations are I think, a big part of it. But I do think, too, that they are still so very, very young. I mean, Yakupov is, you know, just barely scratching the surface on where he's going to be. You know, I think Hall is showing that he can be like a great player in the National Hockey League, just has to get it done consistently. And, you know, Nugent Hopkins is up and down, but, you know, when he's up, he's going to be really good. So, like, if you took this whole group and assume normal development, they're going to be a lot better in 2 years' time. Simple as that. You know, just because they'll be, all of those guys will be much closer to their primes than they are right now.
And I still feel, in a way, Eric, like, if they were able to address the goaltending, I think really good goaltending masks a lot, and it'll give you that confidence. And when you start to win, things start to come around. And hearing that they've been kicking tires in Carolina, as Carolina has a glut of goaltenders, and it looks like Justin Peters is the guy who's available. Now, I don't know that he's a significant upgrade on Devan Dubnyk. I think he might be. But, boy, that'd be the fifth goaltender that they would have thrown into the net this year. And, again, there's been struggles and injuries and all of that. It seems like that's the route they're going.
Well, you know, I understand why they're looking, and I think that's one of the reasons that they brought in Brizgalov. You know, I don't think Brizgalov has played enough games to really get a clear sense of whether he's the guy. So if you're looking to make a change, you know, so quickly after making another change, that tells me that you know, you're casting around because you don't really know, you know, what you've got. So, I mean, I agree that they need better goaltending, but I'm not sure that an untried Justin Peters is necessarily the answer either. I'm a little surprised, actually, that they wouldn't try to target Cam Ward. I suppose, you know, Carolina's in a position where they're not really prepared to give him up at this stage of the game, but, you know, with the Red Deer connection and everything else, I would be much happier if I was an Edmonton Oilers fan and I brought an experienced, established guy that had, you know, Olympic credentials like Cam Ward, and casting about for another inexperienced guy that might be just more of what you've already got.
It's from Sherwood Park.
Well, yeah, but Cam Ward has won a Stanley Cup, and he's played a long time, and Peters, I mean, he played well during the period of time when they had all those injuries, but you don't know right now.
Yeah. No, I mean Cam Ward. He's a
Ward.
He's a Sherwood Park. But you know what? He did beat the Oilers for that Stanley Cup that he's got. So maybe there's still hurt.
Well, that's
feelings.
What I was. That's why I like like Ward as the guy there rather than Peters.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Have a great week. We'll do it again, I guess, tomorrow with Mr. Morganti.
That should be fun.
He'll be wound up. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye.
There is Eric Dehatchik, our NHL insider, brought to you by the Prostate Cancer Center. Man, if you're over the age of 40, it's time you got your baseline PSA blood test. The ManVan Mobile Clinic can and could save your life by early detection of prostate cancer. Visit getchecked.ca, online, getchecked.ca, and visit the ManVan today.